today we continue this series of messages that we talked about at the beginning of the service, asking the question if we're doing everything we can to share the stories of faith with the next generation for the kingdom of God. Today we want to ask a tough question. What is the calling of our church? Is it just to make sure that everyone in the pews is happy and comfortable and being fed? Or is there something more that we need to be doing? We have been here almost 300 years in this building. The disciples of Christ have been here for 176 years with a church in this building. What is it that has made this church last over all that time? I submit to you that it was not just focusing on the comfort of the people who are sitting in the pews. That the reason this church has been here for 176 years is because people have gone outside of these four walls and into the world and shared the story of the gospel and the stories of faith in their own lives. These people did not make this building a monument, but instead made the people who gathered in it a movement for wholeness to help bring the world together. Very much a movement, as Jesus called the first disciples. And today, it is not Crosby, Stills, and Nash words that we will read, but it is Psalm 78. And let's see what the psalmist writes. And we will tell them to the next generation. We won't keep secret the glorious deeds and the mighty miracles of the Lord. God gave His law to Jacob's descendants, the people of Israel, and He told our ancestors to teach their children so that each new generation would know His law and tell it to the next. And then they would trust God and obey His teachings without forgetting anything God had done. The Word of God for the people of God. Michelle did not know that I was going to talk about our honeymoon today. Now, when we got married, there were no fancy cameras that can take pictures like this underwater. We had the plastic camera with the film in it, you know. And I did not get those pictures out that day, but found some on the internet from the place that we had visited. We were blessed to be able to go to St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, and stay for a week right after we got married. And what I remember, it was so glorious and so colorful and so diverse and so beautiful, all of the life that we saw there and the variety of life. And it reminds me of the beauty of God's creation and the diversity and the differences between us. And one day, we took a day trip and rode a boat to the island over St. John's. And we snorkeled in this Trunk Bay, which is it's a national park. And when you're standing on shore, there are even maps of the reef that is in this bay. And you're, of course, reminded, you know, don't pick anything up, don't touch anything. We want it to be there for everyone else. And so Michelle and I swam out and followed the reef around. And we were looking down. We were concentrating so that we didn't miss anything that was wonderful. But the thing is if you are looking down, you can miss things that are going on up above you. Imagine you're looking down and you miss a whale swimming right above you. Now, that did not happen to us. But what I do remember is going ashore, talking to Michelle, talking to other people who had been snorkeling then about what they had seen, and there was this great diversity of things people had seen, and I was disappointed that I hadn't seen them all. Because the fact, the truth is, you can only see what is right in front of you, right? You can only see one view at a time, and all these other things are happening. You can see these beautiful clownfish, a school of them, swimming around. But you could miss something else that's happening out of your view right then. Sometimes we can get so excited about something that we miss something else. You've all done it at different times in your life. You're watching the game and you miss something because you were watching a particular player at the time. And I think the same thing can happen in the church. We spend our time focusing, I think, a lot on having a variety of experiences and opportunities for people that are coming here within these four walls so that they'll be happy and be fed and be growing in their faith. And we can forget what our true, real purpose is as a church. We can forget why this church has been here for 176 years if we look too much into ourselves. So my question is, what is the whale for / Christian Church? What is the ultimate purpose that made us last 176 years as disciples here in Hanover County? Our vision statement tries to answer this question about what our ultimate purpose is. And the short version is, we are reaching up, reaching out, and coming together. What do we mean when we say that? When we are reaching up, we will follow God's vision by listening, praying, and following God's plan for our life together. When we say reaching out, we mean that we will invite people to come and see, welcoming new members and visitors and serving in our community and in the world. And coming together means we will grow in our faith, working hard to mentor and disciple our members. The question is, are we doing that in everything that we do? And is reaching up, reaching out, and coming together ultimately answering this question, what is the whale in our church? What is the ultimate purpose of our church? Now, I think this can be a good answer to that question if we're not looking too much in on ourselves. If we are willing to get up out of the pew, go outside the building, go out into the world and share our stories of faith, then yes, that's reaching up, reaching out, and coming together, isn't it? I spent some time with Psalm 78 this week, and I've been pondering what it could mean to us at Slash. The psalm speaks about teaching in parable form in the entire thing. I only read a few verses to you. Read all of Psalm 78 and you will see what I mean. Now, we know that Jesus' use of parables was a wonderful, memorable way to communicate the gospel in his teachings. These parables are brief stories that pack a moral or religious lesson. Parables teach about what the kingdom of God looks like. And we can test this statement that they're good by me asking you guys a question. Shout them out. Tell me all the parables of Jesus you can think of right now. Shout them out. Uh-huh. What else? Prodigal son. I heard like five right there from people talking to me. I do think that there is power in storytelling. That's what Jesus was doing. And that's why in this recharge thing I've been talking to you the last couple of weeks about sharing our stories, how we can share our stories. Because Psalm 78 is a story psalm that includes a number of stories about God providing for His people up to the time of King David. And those stories had a particular audience in mind when they sang this psalm. The intended audience for that were the stories of faith to be taught to the children so that they would never forget all the wonderful things that God had done, so that they would grow up to be faithful people and pass on those teachings to their children, and so on and so forth. Exactly the reason why a church can be in the same place for 176 years, for 300 years, as a place where people have gathered to share their faith. So are we passing on these stories to people who are not sitting here in the pew on Sunday morning listening and singing and sharing? That's the question I want us to face. I think that is the whale that we need to be talking about. Some of us maybe can be afraid to talk about what God is doing in our lives. Some of us might be a little bit fearful of talking about God with the grocer or the postal person or people that we come in contact during the week. But when I'm talking about telling the stories of faith, I'm not just talking about stories from Jesus' time or King David's time. I'm talking about what God is doing in your life today. And I think you all have stories to tell that would change and increase the effectiveness of the gospel in the world. I want to ask you to open your heart to Jesus' call to the next generations. I want to ask you to think about what it is that you could do to go out of this building and share your faith. I want us to be faithful to the future, just like Psalm 78 is talking about, and make a practical commitment in our daily lives to share the gospel and make it real to somebody who's not here on Sunday. Amen? Amen. We come to a time of